Fritz Rocks, 91.3 FM, WLVR in Bethlehem. That's Accept. You remember that one, don't you? Balls to the Wall. Before that, we gave you two cuts from the brand new album, Blood of the Nations. That was the title cut. And we also gave you Beat the Bastards. And to help us beat the bastards, Accept is coming to Reading, to the Silo in Reading, on Friday night. And who can help us better beat the bastards than the frontman for the band? Mark Tonillo is going to join us live on the phone. Mark.
Hey, Fritz. How's it going, man?
Hey, it's going, man. It's going good. How are things going for you, man? Congratulations on this fantastic record, man.
Well, thank you so much, man. We're very proud of it.
You should be proud of it. In fact, you know, looking on your some of the websites and on the Accept website, there's some interesting facts there about how well the album is doing all across the country. It's not only in the country, but also worldwide. It's really, really kicking ass. Tell me a little bit about how it's being received around the world.
Well, it really just came out in the United States now, just 2 weeks ago now. I mean, it was released in last month in Europe, and it's just been snowballing, man. It really the European audience especially embraced it, because we started playing over there this spring before it came out. We went around and did kind of what we're doing in the States now, like a meet and greet tour, playing small venues and going out after the shows, shaking hands and meeting everybody and really having a good time doing it. So when the album came out over there, they really jumped on it. I mean, to the point where it debuted on Billboard at number 12 in Europe, which is unheard of. I don't think Balls ever hit number 12 on Billboard.
So no,
it's just insane. We're very pleased, very happy. We signed a new deal with Universal in Japan, and it's doing very well over there. And things are just, you know, and now we're over here plugging away, man.
And you know what? It also tells us that it charted number 35 worldwide. It's also reached the top 25 in the U.S. iTunes charts. So this is a record that is definitely selling out there. But yet, you and I were talking a little bit before we went on the mics here. Tell us a little bit about what radio's like over there in Europe, because it's not getting really too much radio airplay, but
it's not getting any. There is no rock radio airplay in Europe. The only thing you hear on the radio over there is techno.
Oh, my God, man.
I mean, really. I mean, you would never hear Accept played on the radio in Europe, yet it's still debuted. It's a total underground thing over there, but it's so huge, the metal scene. I mean, the festivals, and I mean, I saw that firsthand this year for the first time, and it's just insane. It's like it was here in the 80s over there, you know?
Yeah.
They don't need it.
Yeah, and what I can't get is, you know, if it's not getting airplay over there, then how is it that, you know, the metalheads, they don't need the radio. They're obviously, man, they're clued in anyway. They don't need the radio, and they're supporting these festivals left and right. And you guys actually played a huge festival right here in the United States down in Atlanta. You want to tell the listeners a little bit about
that? Was that Proud Power Festival we played. Yeah, we headlined. They actually did the opening, the preview show, which was like the Thursday night before the weekend. We headlined that night. Man, we had a great night. It was quite a lot of fun.
I don't see you guys or hear you guys as a prog band, but yet, how'd you get booked on that bill?
You're asking the wrong guy on that one.
But you actually went out there, and from what I understand, some of the reviews here is it says Accept's performance may have been the best performance of all time at Prog Power USA. Awesome band. So obviously it says Accept kicked ass, plain and simple. They were amazing. So you obviously went out there and just destroyed everybody, didn't you?
We had a good night, man. We had a lot of fun doing it too. So it was very nice to play in the States. So
let me ask you this, Mark. How did you come to get into the band? How did this whole thing happen?
It really was just a chance thing. They really weren't even looking for anybody or had no plans on restarting the band or relaunching the band. Actually, they had talked about it with their former singer, Udo, and he turned it down. He didn't want to do it, and they were pretty much said, well, forget it then, you know?
Yeah.
And they just happened to be working in a studio in New Jersey. Peter, the bass player, was working on his son's album, and Wolf Hoffman had come up to visit, and the two of them were screwing around in the studio with some stuff, and the the engineer, the owner of the studio, knew me and said, why don't you get Mark a call? I have him come down and sing some of this stuff for you. And they're like, Mark who? He says, well, the singer from T.T. Quick. And I guess that rang a bell because we had both worked with Michael Wagner back in the day, produced that, some of their stuff and ours as well.
Uh-huh.
And I guess that kind of rang a bell for him. And somebody, a friend of mine, gave me a call, gave Peter my phone number, and he called me, and I went down and jammed with him. And that was really it. There was no plans of doing anything. We just really hit it off really well that day. And I went home, and I figured that was the end of it. And then about 2 days later, I got a phone call. I said, how'd you like to come back and do some more work with us? We're thinking about relaunching the band. We want you to be the singer. I'm like, holy crap. Really? And then, of course, I said to my wife, what do you think? She goes, well, you better do it because there'll be no living with you if you don't.
True. How can you turn down a gig like that, being a frontman for, you know, pretty much one of the bands that is well known and well respected as one of the true pioneers and heavy metal icons, you know, from going back to, the 80s. So, you know, how can you say no? You can't, man. You can't say no, you know, you just got to do it, you know. This album has 13 tracks on it, and
right.
I played a few here, and I'm going to play a few more when we get off the air here. And I wanted to ask you, how'd you guys end up with Andy Sneap to produce the record? Because he did some fine production for you guys with this record, and the sound is amazing.
He really is a genius, man. Strangely enough, his story is much like mine. He just kind of fell into their laps. He had heard that the band was going to possibly do a reunion, and through a mutual friend that he and Wolf Hoffman had, he got in touch with Wolf and said that he would like to produce the band. And they were, you know, kind of familiar with what he was doing, but he really was working with some even heavier bands than Accept.
Yeah.
But as it turned out, he was a huge Accept fan, and it really paid off in the long run, because not only was he, you know, is he a great producer, but he knew what he wanted to hear from the band as a fan.
Yeah.
You know, and he really guided this project, and he was a godsend, really.
Yeah, well, you know what, his signature is on it, but it truly is an Accept album. Tell me a little bit about the writing of the album and your contribution to this.
Well, in the old days, I mean, Peter and Wolf really wrote most of the buttload of the material back in the days.
Yeah,
they'd
hammer it out, you know?
And actually, you know, most of the lyrics were written by Deffy, who in reality is Wolf's wife and the band's manager, Gabby.
Okay.
Because, number one, she spoke the best English out of everybody.
Ah.
So it was the easiest, you know, transition. Plus, she was a great writer. So She's got her hands full here, and being that now they have a singer that can write lyrics, I kind of got the job. So basically, they wrote most of the music, and I wrote most of the lyrics, and, you know, taking some ideas from them and this and that. And she was thrilled about this because it gave her one less thing to do, and it all seemed to work out. You know, plus it gave it a little bit of an American twist on it, having me,
sure,
you know, write the lyrics too. So.
And there's some cuts on here that, when I look at the titles, really caught my attention right away. One of the cuts is called New World Coming. Another one, No Shelter. Can you tell the listener a little bit about No Shelter?
Well, No Shelter was a song that Peter and I had been throwing around ideas. This was really when the whole Wall Street debacle happened. We were writing this album.
Okay.
And we really wanted to, you know, we were as angry as everybody else in this country. You know,
we're still pissed off about it.
Yeah, well, Peter and Wolf actually live in America. Well, Wolf lives in Nashville. Peter lives out, actually, not far from where he lives in Newtown.
Okay.
So we were, you know, obviously as mad as everybody else about what was going on. So we started writing that song about the Wall Street deal, and all of a sudden, Bernie Madoff fell in my lap.
Yeah.
Perfectly, what that guy did, and that so many other people, and, you know, with his sort of position did.
Yeah.
And it really just, it wrote itself after that.
Yeah.
You know, everything just fell into place. So if you listen to it, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely going to drop that track after we get off the air, because I'm kind of familiar with Wall Street and you know, because I worked in that industry, I understand how these financial instruments work. And I realized that, you know, basically what they did was they stole one third of the world's wealth, not just this country.
Right.
One third of the world's wealth.
And people have worked all their lives, and now have their pensions are gone, or their pensions are gone. It's a sin, man.
It's a sin. I think what I'm seeing, not only in rock and in metal, but people are, our artists are now reflecting this. It's coming out more and more in the music. You know, our artists are getting pissed off, and they want people to know that, hey, we know what happened, and we care just as much. You know, we're going to make music, and we're gonna give it a message, you know, to possibly wake up those in their matrix slumber of, you know, of being entertained to death. Well, let me entertain you with something that might open up your eyes a little bit, right?
Right. You got it, man.
And that's what needs to be done. Now, I noticed here on the press release here that you guys, that the band Accept, crashed Twitter. What is that all about, Mark?
What happened was there was a fan of ours in Turkey.
Okay.
Okay? This young kid. He's like 15 years old. And he did something on Twitter that day in order to get his friends to follow us.
All right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And somehow he typed in something that made everybody on Twitter follow us. It was some kind of glitch in the software. And they literally had to shut down the whole thing and take everybody's friends away and start over because everybody was following us. We actually met this kid. We played in Istanbul over the summer. We headlined the Sonosphere Festival in Istanbul, and Gabby put this kid on a guest list. He showed up, and he was the happiest kid you ever saw in your life, sitting in the dressing room with us.
He deserved to be there, didn't he?
Did. It was great, man. It really came full circle for him.
Yeah, fantastic, man. How do you feel out there touring with the guys and being on stage fronting the band behind a record like this?
Well, it's a dream come true, man. You know, it really is. I couldn't have imagined this, you know, 2 years ago that I would have been doing this, and now here it is. So, you know, I had such a good time touring Europe and went to Russia this summer, went to, you know, places I never dreamed I would be, you know?
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at the tour through January and February. You guys were all over the world, man. Budapest.
We hit 16 countries in 3 months.
And I would imagine it was well received everywhere you went, too.
It really was. I mean, I just kept thinking, well, I can't get any better than this one. And you'd go to the next country, and it was even crazier.
You know, so that
it just really ramped up.
You know, it's a testament to the fact that, you know, the mediocrity of pop music that gets shoved down our throats and our ears every day really, really can't hold the test of time. You're talking about a band here that, started entertaining us back in the late 70s, early 80s.
Yep.
And now this is the 12th studio album. And more than ever, I believe that young people are realizing and waking up to the fact that, a band like Accept, who made their mark in the heavy metal and hard rock genre, is a band that definitely needs to be revisited. And you guys, not only, you know, I mean, the band had been away for a while, but you came back with an album here that is literally a testament to the sound of the band. And it's got excellent production, strong writing, and of course, the performances of the band couldn't be better. So it's really a testament to the fact that, you know what, rock will never die.
But you're not kidding, man. And it's just, you know, heavy metal is it's not a phenomenon. It's a way of life.
It is, yeah.
A lot of people all around the world, it's just what they do, and they don't want anything else, you know?
As it should be. Now, what do you think is happening in radio here in the country today, and how do you feel about commercial radio and college radio and its place, and also the band's place in radio today and getting airplay for the record?
Well, that remains to be seen. I mean, we're getting, you know, obviously we're getting played on the metal shows and on, thank God for college radio. That's, you know, that's been the mainstay of our genre for forever, man, you know?
Yeah.
As far as commercial radio, that remains to be seen whether this album will break commercial radio or not. You know, who knows? I mean, I don't think I think the only real song that they ever had on the radio in this country was Balls.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had quite a few, you know, good videos on MTV back in the day that were very popular.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think there was ever any other of their songs on the radio. Even Fast as a Shark, as big as it was, I don't think it was ever on the radio here.
No, I don't think it was. I don't think it was. No. And I sure hope to hear that, you know, if there were a single to be released off the album, which one would it be?
It would have to be either Teutonic Terror or possibly Pandemic. I think Pandemic's probably the most
commercial-sounding,
radio-pleasing type song, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to drop that one. Now, let's talk a little bit about Mark, okay? Because you mentioned the band T.T. Quick. Now, what some people may remember here in Allentown is you're not a stranger to the Lehigh Valley in Allentown, are you, man? Why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about your history here in the Lehigh Valley in Allentown?
Well, if I had a dime for every time we played at the Airport Music Hall, I'd probably be a rich man, you know? I mean, that was kind of like home away from home for us. We played Allentown a lot back in the 80s and made a lot of really good friends, lifetime friends. I mean, people that I saw this past week in New Jersey, actually. You know, we're going to see you in Reading next week. Okay. See you there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's, you know, we were all over the tri-state area most of the time. I mean, we got out of the area a lot, too, but
yeah,
this was really our stomping grounds.
And you remember Chubby's?
Oh, yeah. We played Chubby's as well, man. So, you know, we were no stranger to those size venues either, so.
And, you know, you mentioned the Airport Music Hall. Well, you know, Sam Eunice,
right,
who booked you for this show, well, he comes from those days of the Airport Music Hall.
I know. Well, actually, I saw Sam and his brother Gas the other night in New Jersey, and Sammy's actually promoting the show tomorrow night, or Friday night, rather.
Yeah.
And good for him, man. I'm glad to see it.
Well, but, you know, Sam is he's a kind of promoter that you know, he's very serious and he's very, very sincere about the music itself.
Oh yeah.
And
I know that.
And you know, you don't find many promoters like that anymore.
No, and he works hard at it too.
He works hard at it, and you know, there are some people, you know, here in the valley that sometimes, you know, put up some roadblocks in his way and
mm-hmm.
and make it hard for him. But the thing about Sam Eunice is he doesn't give up. He just keeps plugging away. So
there you go.
I got to give kudos to Sam. You know, we got an email today from your press agent about you know, giving us the link to the press site for Accept Online.
Right.
And we thought that we'd be able to download the tunes, but the tunes are actually 30-second snippets. So I called up Sam. I said, Sam, there's 30-second snippets. I can't do anything with that. He said, okay, I'm on the bike. I'm taking my ride. I'm a mile from the house. He says, I got to ride to the house. He said, I'll grab the CD. And sure as crap, man, he came right over here with a CD, man. So that's the kind of promoter you have working for
guy.
You for Friday night, you know?
They should all be like that.
They should be, you know? And it's a hell of a bill, too. Accept headlining and King's X also
and
on
King's
the bill.
X and they've been great. The shows that we've done with them have just been phenomenal. I mean, the audiences, their audience is really receiving us well, and ours, you know, are receiving them as well, and they seem to be getting along great. We've been playing in some packed houses, and it just, like, there's not a, you know, the excitement level and the singing from these crowds is just insane. I mean, we played B.B. King's in Manhattan the other night, and I thought the place was going to cave in just from the noise that the audience was making. Heck with what we were doing.
Yeah, yeah, and that's a basement venue. I've been there
exactly.
A couple times, man. So
yeah, it's scary.
The sound doesn't go anywhere. It stays there, you know?
You're not kidding, man.
Well, that's always good when you got an audience participating like that. That's actually shaking your boots on a stage, you know?
Yeah. I actually got to get, you know, woo. step back a bit, man.
Well, I got to say congratulations to you, man, for joining the band because your vocal work on here is stellar, dude. You really rock it, man.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Yeah, you're really bringing it. And the name of the new album is called Blood
of the Nations.
Of the Nations. And, boy, there's lots of that being shed all over the world, isn't it?
Well, that song in particular really is a tribute to all the servicemen and women who protect us, and not just in this country, all over the world.
All over the world,
who protect the free world, because you know what? Without them, you and I wouldn't be doing this.
Exactly. Exactly.
And we owe them a lot, you know, a lot of respect and all of our support.
Yes, and our love too, man.
Yeah, man.
And what I always love to see, because I'm a person of faith, of deep faith, and when I open up a liner, you know, when I open up the liner book, I tend to be one of those guys that actually reads the liner notes and reads the thank yous and so forth. And it was very encouraging. And when I love to see Mark Tonillo says personal thank you to God in capital letters. And I just want to tell you, man, I think that's awesome to see that, man.
I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my faith, man.
Yeah. So,
and I firmly believe that.
Fantastic, man. Because, you know, it seems that, you know, it's being driven and pushed out of our lives more than ever.
Yeah, it really is, man.
And
it's a shame in this country.
Yeah, it is a shame what's going on in the country. But, you know, if artists like yourself and the band like Accept and other bands keep the message strong and keep, you know, talking to their fans and letting them know that, you know what, you're pissed off too.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
that
we are, you know, it is what it is. But you would just have to, you got to plug away, man.
You got to keep plugging.
Keep on keeping on, as we used to say back in the day.
Yeah, fantastic, man. So the big show Friday night at the Silo in Reading, Pennsylvania, man.
Yeah, and I'm not mistaken. I think we played there back in the day, too.
Probably.
It sure sounds familiar. I know we used to play in Reading a lot, so that had to be it.
Well, you know what? I definitely, Sam, you know, on his way out the door said, hey, man, if you want to come out, come on, give me a call. I'll put you on the guest list. Come on out, say hello to the band and all that. So maybe I'll come out there and have you guys, you know, knock my socks off and blow, you know, blow my eardrums away.
Hey, please do, man. I look forward to meeting you and hanging out with you.
Well, I just might do that, so don't be surprised if I come backstage to say hello.
There's an open door for you. You know that.
Well, thank you, Mark. Now, before I let you go, why don't we tell the listeners exactly where any listener can find out more about the band on the World Wide Web?
You want to go to www.acceptworldwide.com, and that will take you to any other site that we have, our YouTube, MySpace pages, and Twitter, and all of that stuff. It's all on there.
Well, good luck with the tour, and why don't you make sure that when you come out here to the Silo in Reading, that you rip off the roof and knock our socks off, man, because we are looking forward to Accept coming to the Lehigh Valley area, man.
Well, now I like to say I got a message from a guy on Facebook in I guess it was Turkey or someplace over there, and he says when I first joined the band, he goes, "Accept, yes, please rip my face off." So now that's what we do. We're gonna go out and rip faces off.
All right, Mark. Well, thank you for giving us a few minutes today, and
my pleasure.
Hey, the best of luck to you, to the band. Say hello to all the rest of the guys, and congratulations on an absolutely terrific record from Accept. It's called Blood of the Nations, and way to go, Mark.
Thanks again, man. So much for having me on.
Hey, and all the best to the guys, and have a great tour, buddy.
All right, we'll see you all tomorrow, Friday night.
Friday night at the Silo.
Okay.
All right, Mark. Thank you, buddy.
Take care, bro.
All right, man. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.